Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit and talk a little bit about what they're working on in school. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Matt Christofferson. Welcome to KXCI, Matt.
Thank you.
Everybody's talking, and they say you go to the U of A. Tell me more.
So, yeah, I'm a senior at U of A. I'm in the molecular and cellular biology program as well as the microbiology program. I'm working in Dr. Schroeder's lab. We study triple-negative breast cancer.
Okay, so what does triple-negative mean?
It's basically a form of breast cancer described by the lack of certain proteins that other breast cancers have. It's difficult to treat because of the lack of those proteins.
So the proteins are a big player in the treatment of breast cancer.
Yes.
And what are these three proteins?
The HER2 receptor, the estrogen receptor, and the progesterone receptor that are lacking in the triple negative cell lines.
So how common is it to be lacking in these proteins?
Not very. It's one of the least common forms of breast cancer, but it has one of the worst prognoses. Difficult to treat, and you know, it's not easy to survive.
How is it possible to not have the proteins? Is that a genetic thing?
Yeah, it would be more of a genetic thing. Along with that, the triple negative cell lines tend to overexpress another protein called EGFR, and that's where we get a lot of the disastrous things that the cancer does is from that protein.
It's a protein that gets along with cancer well?
Yeah, kind of helps drive it.
So what are you looking at, different approaches for treatment?
We're looking at targeting how the signal from that protein affects the cell and how it tells the cell to basically be cancerous and trying to make those signals go away.
So that it's not influencing the cell?
Yep.
How are you going to do that?
We're working on a small peptide, so like a small protein that influences how EGFR is in the cell, and hopefully we use it to degrade EGFR so that it won't send the signal anymore and influence.
So does that mean you're introducing another protein, or is this just another protein that's in the mix that you're working with?
We're introducing another one based off of one that we know does interact with EGFR. So kind of based on how that looks, we made one and we introduce it to the cell and see how it affects the cell.
So in studying this, you're basically just observing and introducing.
And then trying to determine what exactly is happening. We can see that with this introduction of the new protein, it does influence the cell and take away some of the cancerous aspects of it, but we don't quite know how. So trying to figure out how that happens. One thing that we have seen with it, though, is that one of the aspects of cancer is migration metastasis. Based on a few assays, we've seen that the peptide does stop the cells from migrating and moving. That's the main thing that we've seen that inhibits cancer. So
now looking towards the future, you're a senior.
Yes.
What are you going to do when you graduate?
I'm going to be taking a couple gap years, working in one, maybe two different labs, gaining more research knowledge and skills, and then applying for graduate school, for PhD school.
Matt, do you ever listen to music?
Constantly.
Wow. Well, welcome to the club.
Yeah.
What do you love? What do you like?
Everything.
What's on your playlist right now?
I've really been getting into 21 Pilots stripped down sessions where they kind of redo some of the songs that they've made. And then just anything from rap to metal to Journey to a bunch of stuff. My girlfriend's really trying to push me to get into country more. It might be starting to work, but not convinced yet.
It's got to happen naturally when it's in its own time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's been some songs I've been playing on repeat, actually, that I didn't think I'd like at first, and those songs that she sent me, I was like, well, uh-oh, it might be getting there.
That's the thing about music. You don't know what you don't know.
I know.
Matt Christofferson, thank you so much for coming to KXCI, and thanks for all the work you're doing at the University of Arizona.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson, with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.